Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.
Pittsburgh sports broadcasting legend, one half of the Pomp and Joe show, host of the nightly sports call, heard here on The Fan, Bob Pompiani joining us right now at 3:30. This is our usual time for PM Team Power Rankings. Hello, Bob.
I messed you guys up. My apologies. I was telling Donnie, he's very, very efficient with this, by the way. Today, like, I have this Apple Watch, which silences my phone from texting, so I don't hear any texts. Mm-hmm. And normally I rely on that, so I'm going to have to figure out a way not to use this watch.
All right, Bob, so here is the punishment for calling in late. You have to do the power rankings. I'm going to give you two choices, and I have a feeling I know which list you're going to pick. You can either pick the top five biggest a-holes in Pittsburgh sports history, or the top five people, dead or alive, Bob Pompiani would like to have dinner with.
That's an interesting choice. I think I'm going to go with the people I'd rather have dinner with.
Okay, that's not a shocker at all. I would have bet every dollar of my bank
account. What if he said somebody that's on? There's somebody who's on both lists.
There might be. All right, Bob, let's start. And remember, it could be in sports, outside of sports. It doesn't have to be an athlete.
Are we all going to participate?
No, it's just going to be Bob here. Okay. This is Bob. We're putting Bob up on a pedestal here. All right, number five, Bob, who is it and why?
All right, so we're going 5-4-3-2-1, okay, that way. I can start the other way, maybe make it easier, but I would go with five.
Okay.
And my number five would have to be Neil Armstrong.
I did not see that.
Didn't have it on the bingo card, Bob, not going to lie to you. That one caught me flat-footed right there.
All right, why?
I've always been intrigued with that. I would like to know what it's all like, you know, to go through that, to be there. It intrigues me. It always has.
Are you one of these man on the moon skeptics who feels like it might not have happened?
No, I believe it did happen.
Okay.
And I believe
he's going to invite Neil Armstrong to dinner and say, so what was the soundstage like you filmed this on?
I don't know. Maybe Bob wants
to. Didn't Buzz Aldrin like to punch people in the face for that?
That did happen. All right, Bob, Neil Armstrong's at dinner. I'm guessing this is at Serafino's out your way would be my guess.
Serafino's a good place. Rico's is a good place. All the good Italian places, yes, you're probably top my list. So.
All right, Neil Armstrong, five. Who's four?
Four would be Chuck Noll. I've had dinner with him, so does that count already?
That's a flex.
That's okay.
I mean, but
congratulations
it's
on all your success.
It's not designed to be that, Chris. It really isn't. I'm just telling you, we've had a lot of, and the most intriguing thing about him is, his discussions about everything but football. He was very, very articulate.
Other than wine, other than like, we know he was a big winophile. What was like one thing besides that that he was really, really into outside of football? Aeronautical engineering.
Yeah, aeronautical information engineering, all that kind of stuff. He would be really good at discussing stuff that I had no idea what he was talking about, which led to more consumption of wine by me. So because I didn't understand, so I figured I'd have more of a time to discuss the wines that he loved.
Now, he as a winophile, did he actually drink white wine?
He didn't. He hated it.
I was going to say,
told me that.
I feel like any serious wine person only likes red wine.
Yeah, red is the I think wine of choice for a lot of different reasons. For me too, it's health. You know, I can actually convince myself it's healthy to keep doing it. So,
how do you think Noel and Aaron Rodgers would have gotten along with each other, given how they're both into things outside of football?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is on my list, by the way.
Oh, okay. He's three. I'm writing him down. Now, why are you putting A-Rod on
here? Yeah, I'm just curious what it would be like to listen to him, to talk to him. Yesterday he was on, or 2 days, whatever day it was, I was trying to listen to the
Rogan
with the Rogan thing. I was just curious if he was going to talk about the Steelers.
Nope,
at all.
He didn't. In 3 hours, didn't mention him one time.
And he didn't. Like, I'm surprised by that, because we've heard these indications that it could be happening soon. I think it was Schefter who put out that it could be happening within a week, and yet nothing. So that was weird to me. So
how does that make you feel?
I'd like to see what's in that wine. How's that make me feel?
Do you want to invite Schefter to the meal so that he and Rodgers can get into a fist fight?
That's what would happen, wouldn't it? I don't know how that makes me feel. I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous. It's gone this long. And I understand he mentioned in that podcast that he has people with cancer. Well, I get that. And I feel bad for anyone who's going through that. It's a tough thing, but it shouldn't stop him from saying yes. He doesn't have to show up here anytime
soon. Didn't stop him
just
from going
yes.
on Rogan's, and didn't stop him from going to that concert when he was squirting people with a super sucker the entire time. All right, Bob, who's number two on Bob Pompeiani's top five people he'd like to have dinner with?
Muhammad Ali's number two.
I mean, I feel like that one. I feel like that one's common, and for good reason.
Do you ever meet him?
Yeah. No, never have. And that's one of the things I wish I would. I had chances before, way in the past, when things were more boxing centric. But we covered Michael Moore a lot in Las Vegas. We flew out there a few times to do it, but
that's
never
sweet.
Got a chance to meet him.
That's really cool. What was he like, Bob?
Oh, he was interesting. He was. You know, in the moment, you didn't want to be near him, but, you know, outside of it, he was very engaging, I thought, and somebody who just had a very vibrant personality.
Now, so Ali trained, and it confuses people because they think Deer Lake, but they think it's mispronounced and it's just Deer Lakes. He did train for fights in, like, the random sort of center of the state near Redding, so a little bit more in the eastern part of the state, at a place called Deer Lake Training Camp. You know, Roy Jones Jr. trained for the last several bigger fights of his career down here in California, PA?
You know, I'd heard that, but I didn't know that.
Before he fought Joe Calzaghe, he trained down in California, PA. I interviewed him way back when at a different time in my radio career, Bob.
Did you know that he, being Muhammad Ali when he was still Cassius Clay, won a match at Civic Arena against an old football player named Charlie Powell, Bob? In 1963?
I didn't know the name Charlie Powell, but I remember that story, yes. But
is he
I didn't
the greatest
know who
heavyweight boxer of all time, in your opinion?
I would say yes, just for everything he brought to it and what he represented, yes.
All right, Bob, who's number one?
Well, number one is Arnold Palmer, just because he does everything.
I knew it.
How did you know that?
You're a big golf guy. You were wearing a Laurel Valley hat today.
I thought it might be Jesus. I don't know why, but I had a weird feeling go with Jesus.
That would be awesome to do that, too, but I wasn't thinking in that terms. I was thinking about people that...
Well, you went Neil Armstrong, so I really wasn't sure what direction you were going with this. It turned into more sports, but...
I knew, once you went all sports, I knew Palmer was going to be number one, and I agree with it.
How did you know that?
Because if you like to golf
around... Maybe Bob's all Palmered out. Maybe he had countless dinners with him.
If you like to golf around these... If you're a golfer who's from Pittsburgh, you'd consider yourself an avid golfer and golf fan. I feel like Palmer's the easy number one. He'd be on my list, too. Businessman, yeah. Man of the people, like very good with people. I just think he would also have incredible stories to tell.
Well, yeah, and I've been fortunate enough to be around him a lot, so I know that I've heard some of those stories. And he's just a tremendous person, every possible way you can think of. And what he meant for golf, what he meant for Latrobe, Pennsylvania, just everything was terrific. I still have, every time I think of 1994 and him walking up 18, that was one of the most emotional things I've ever been through as someone who covers sports. So
I feel like your dad was probably a big Arnold Palmer fan. Is that fair,
Dad
Bob?
Loved him. In fact, we had a banquet where we gave Arnold a Tri-State Distinguished Service Award, and my mom and dad wanted to come because they'd never met him, so I brought them, and they had a great chance to sit, talk to him, Doc Giffen, who's Arnie's right-hand man.
Right.
Had a couple of Manhattans. They all like Manhattans. Those are just a powerful drink. And they
well, yes, they are.
A
powerful drink for a powerful golfer.
Absolutely.
Oh, he had some big Popeye forearms, didn't he?
Well, I mean, he was kind of like a big – he and Nicholas both could really hit the crap out of the ball.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Arnie also – there was a story that he said about one of the reasons why Nicholas won here at Oakmont when he did was because of Arnie's army. And I said, what does that mean? He said, because people were getting on him so much, I had to intervene sometimes, and it took me off my game.
Man. Bob, someone texted in and said, how about Fred Rogers? Did you ever have dinner with him?
Ooh.
Did have, yeah, with Fred and his wife both at another function we did for the Children's Museum. Yeah. Tremendous person all the way through, and his wife was
Did he know sports?
Was,
did he come up to you and say, hey, Bob, what the hell's going on with the Pirates? Why can't they get this
Fred
guy?
Fred Rogers, what the hell's going on with the Pirates?
I don't
come out of his
mouth. Yeah, honestly, I don't remember all the conversations there, Pony. All I remember is that he was very gracious. And
It was fun.
If Tiger Woods is responsible for the modern boom in golf and like the purse sizes being wild and all that, do you think Arnie is even more responsible for the sport's overall popularity, the fact that it even had a chance to get as big as Tiger took it?
Oh, totally, Chris, totally. I mean, he did it before. You know, Tiger became an extension of Arnie almost, but Arnie took it overseas. You know, he meant a lot to the game globally, and he was the one guy who brought that army with him everywhere he goes. So that was pretty awesome.
Now, do you have, like, Pomps Army when you're playing Richie in these matches? You get Pomps Army? You get a couple people, like, kind of ringing the gallery?
I'd be part of Pomps Army.
Well, if you want to be, come on. I need all the help I can, because Rich is a good golfer. And I need strokes. He won't give them to me. I struggle sometimes. But then I have to dig deep, and if he makes me a better golfer because of that, so be it.
I still remember when during COVID you played him straight up and it was the upset of the century.
Yeah, you buried him. It was incredible on his
own turf.
Because
you buried me, Pony. That's what you did. I looked at that and I said, do I really come off that way? Like
I said, you should be getting 20 strokes is what I said.
That was true bulletin board material.
It was.
And Pop gave himself a pep talk
in the locker
room.
It really did. I want to thank you for doing that. You inspired me that day. Because Rich shot, he had a good round of golf, but I beat him by one. And I played really probably the best round. I played in quite some time.
Bob, this was worth the wait. Thank you so much. We'll be listening on
my
Monday.
Apologies. I'll try to be on time again next time. I didn't mean to do
it's
that.
It's all good.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big queue. Taco to go, taco to go. Quick trip taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to, this deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.